Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be practicing the passive voice, focusing on the present perfect tense. So if you are a regular listener to this podcast, you may have heard previous podcasts where we practice the passive voice using the past simple tense or maybe the present continuous tense. Today is all about the present perfect tense. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you four sentences, all in the active voice, and you have to just change them into the passive. Before we do this, a quick explanation about how things work, just in case you're not sure or you're not confident about the passive or you don't know anything about the passive. Well, the active voice usually features a subject and it could feature an object. For example, I bought some flowers. Well, here the subject is I and the object is flowers. I bought some flowers. But sometimes we don't want to speak in the active voice. We want to speak in the passive voice, where the person who does the action is not important. It's actually the thing or the person that is receiving the action. They are the most important thing. For example, the man was arrested. This is passive because it is not the person doing the action, which could be the police in this example, that is important. It is the man. The man was arrested. So what we do is we just completely remove the doer of the action, which is the police, and we focus on the man. The man was arrested. Now that's an example of a passive sentence in the past simple. As I said, we're focusing on the present perfect. So the present perfect is going to use the word have or has, and then a past participle. For example, I have been to Spain. And when you change it to the passive, we need have or has been, but also another past participle. So an example would be the letter has been delivered. In this case, the doer of the action could be the postman. Well, we don't need them, so we remove them. We don't say the postman has delivered the letter. We say the letter has been delivered, because in this case it's obvious or it's not important who is doing the action. So that's a very quick explanation of the active and the passive. I do recommend, if you're not sure about this grammar point, that you check it. Maybe go back and listen to some of my podcasts about it. I have quite a few. So let's get on with the exercise now. So as I said, I've got four active sentences and I want you to convert them to the passive. Try to write these down and solve them, to turn them into the passive. And then when you're ready to continue, press play and I will reveal the answers. Okay, so number one, burglars have robbed my house. Burglars have robbed my house. Burglars are thieves. Specifically thieves of a house. We call them burglars. So burglars have robbed my house. Can you change that to the passive? Next. The police have asked us to move our car. So this is number two. The police have asked us to move our car. Number three. The teacher has told the students to be quiet. The teacher has told the students to be quiet. And number four, my wife and I have rearranged the furniture. My wife and I have rearranged the furniture. So hopefully you've written those down. Press pause and try and turn those active sentences into the passive. And then when you're ready, press play and I will reveal the answers. Okay, so here are the answers. Let's first of all remind ourselves of the original active sentence. Burglars have robbed my house. Well, let's get rid of the doer of the action, the burglars, and focus on my house. So the correct sentence in the present perfect is my house has been robbed. My house has, it must be has because it's it, my house has been robbed. Number two, the police have asked us to move our car. So here the object of the sentence is us. So let's remove the police and focus on us. So us as the subject is we. We have been asked to move our car. We have been asked to move our car. Next, number three, the teacher has told the students to be quiet. So let's get rid of the teacher and focus on the students. The students have been told to be quiet. The students have been told to be quiet. And number four, my wife and I have rearranged the furniture. Well, let's get rid of the doer of the action, also known as the agent, my wife and I in this case, and focus on the furniture. The furniture has been rearranged. The furniture has been rearranged. So you may notice as well with this exercise that you have to change sometimes have to has or has to have. It depends if we're talking with a singular noun, a plural noun, uncountable noun, that will change whether it's has or have. But you always need been and you always need a past participle to make a passive sentence in the present perfect tense. So hopefully that's made things a little bit clearer, even if you weren't really sure what I was talking about at the beginning. As long as you have a bit of a better idea now, it's maybe a starting point for you to practice this grammar point. It's quite important. So that's all for today's podcast. I'll be doing more of these practicing the passive voice podcasts in the future. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts or you're just interested in taking some English classes with me online, then you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.